Our second reading today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3, which we found on page 162 of the New Testament in the Pew Bibles. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of the faith that God has assigned. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here we go. 12 days till Thanksgiving, 44 days till Christmas, depending on how you count on it. I tell you to tighten your belts, but I know in this season we need to loosen them a little bit. So put on your running shoes instead of your belts, however it's going to go for you. But here we go. With an exceptionally early Thanksgiving in terms of the date on the calendar, it feels like the holiday season has hit us square in the eyes before we could even know what was coming at us. And as we prepare for the Christmas and Thanksgiving season that are upon us in reality, we know that we are going to be coming to the table quite a bit over the next few weeks, over the next 6 weeks in particular. Now, how many of you already have a head count in your head about how many times you're going to have people over to your house in the next few weeks? How many of you know how many times you're going to be going somewhere else for a meal in the next few weeks? How many of you wish that you knew how many steps you needed to take to counteract how many spoonfuls you're going to be having? It's an interesting time of year, to say the least, isn't it? Now, I have been grateful to be in some of your homes in the holiday season, and I know many of you, both by being there and also as I hear about the hospitality of our congregation, do an exceptional job of preparing your tables to have people over. Some of you are excellent cooks. Some of you are excellent at taking a takeout menu and ordering things. Some of you are like using Hello Apron and Fresh, all these things to help you get ready for the holidays. And so I know that we know very well how to prepare our actual tables when we come to the holiday season. They're beautiful, they're bountiful, and they're a blessing. But the reality is not just the food and the tablescapes that go into getting a table ready, is it? There's also what happens around the table in the holiday seasons. And around the holiday table, there are a lot of conversations. Has anybody had a conversation that hasn't gone so well on the holidays? Anybody ever found themselves sitting across from the table where they're like, I know you're family, but I just really struggle to like you, let alone to love you? Oh, okay, I hear a little laughter, so I'm not the only one who finds himself in this place. But over the holiday season, we do find ourselves around table with people that might have different opinions than us, people that might be interested in one party last week and wishing they were at a different party than the one they're going to be at the week to come, finding themselves challenging life choices, life decisions. Because even if you might agree with someone in their politics, you might have a personal disagreement with them about their life choices. You might find yourself in an argument over the holidays. Now, for those of us that are interested, and I know all of you here today are sincere about your faith, there is a question about how can we also prepare our hearts and our minds to be at the table. And over this holiday season, we're going to be getting ready to come to the table. There's a thing that Paul has for us in that. There's encouragement that we can find in the scriptures of how to stay at the table when we're finding ourselves in times of disagreement. And then also the reality that there are times where we have to come back to the table when we find ourselves having troubled or hard conversations. And all these things can be helped in the scriptures. Now, in particular, we heard from the Apostle Paul, who wrote Romans today in Romans chapter 12. And he gives us an insight that I think can be helpful and instructive as we seek to be loving and kind and compassionate around the holiday tables. And Paul encourages, as he did to the church in Rome and still speaks to us today, to use sober judgment when we think of ourselves, to not think of ourselves more highly than we ought, to remember that we are always people on the way, always growing, always learning, and that we find ourselves realizing that there is more to learn than we perhaps have known, and we find ourselves needing to embody that and remember that at all times, but especially perhaps around the holiday tables when we come to the table. Now, this is one of those things where we read the words of Paul or hear the words of Paul, and we think, okay, I can get behind the idea of being one who might not think of myself more highly than I ought, to lead with humility instead of hubris. I can be honest that I need to be a little more sober in my judgment about things, to balance and think clearly about these things. But what does that actually mean? And how does that actually look in our lives is another question. I think, like a lot of times, especially in the New Testament, we see the words and we know the plain meaning of them, but we might struggle to think about how this goes together. So as we gather around the tables, maybe these couple things that are inspired in the scriptures might help us. And the first of which is to keep in mind that when we find ourselves in these conversations, that life is not a zero-sum game. Nobody wins when we think about life as a zero-sum game. Now, this is something that was reflected back to me by a local ministry leader here in town who was talking about an international incident that has been going on for some time. And his remark was, the biggest problem that these people are having is that they're looking at it as a zero-sum game. And when we look at anything as a zero-sum game, there's somebody that's going to win and somebody who's going to lose. And isn't the reality of life a little more complicated than one winner and one loser? There's a lot of gray territory in all these things. So if we can go with open hearts and open minds, remembering that life is not really a zero-sum game, we can come in with more love and more compassion and more care in our hearts. The other thing that is front and center to us at our house these days is to remember the children. Now, this could mean a lot of different things, and there's encouragement and all throughout the scripture to value and lift up children and to welcome them in. And so this particular holiday season, I want you to literally remember the children. Remember that the children are amongst you and act as if they are, even if they aren't. Children are sponges. You know this if you've raised them, you know this if you've taught them, you know this if you've mentored them, whatever your journey with children might have been to this point, you know that children are sponges, and we're getting a lesson on that every day at our house these days. Our kids are now 5 and a half and 3 and a half, and if you are wondering where the time went, I am too, but the reality is there is more reflecting back to us about who we are from these kids than I care to confess or to admit. And isn't this true also about the conversations we have around the table? That kids repeat things back to us. The kids remember not so much what we talked about, but how we talked about it. And it's not to say that we shouldn't have these conversations or if they blur into arguments, but it's to remember to have them in a way that if your child was hearing them and not understanding, they would understand that there's more love than there is conflict around the table. That there's more peace than there are politics. Now, I say this in a general way as an observation, not one way or the other politically, but it's a reminder to us that there are many important things that are going on in our lives today, and celebrating family and celebrating friendships are at the top of the list. So if we can remember that life is not a zero-sum game, if we can remember that there are children amongst us or act as if there are, this will help us prepare ourselves to the table. And last but not least, when you come around your holiday tables at home, remember that that table is an extension of this table. Remember that when you invite people into your home or you are invited in there, that as people of Jesus, this table doesn't stay here. This table goes with us wherever we are. This table is something that breathes life into us. This table is something that helps us to remember all that God is and all that God has been and all that God will be. And God wants us to be people of peace. God wants us to be people of reconciliation. God wants us to bring about hope at all times. So when you are serving at your table or being served at another, remember that as followers of Jesus, you bring Jesus with you, and you bring this table with you. Maybe these things can help us in this holiday season. Let us remember the words of Paul when we come to the table, both now and in the days to come. Amen.